summer winds down and the school year approaches, it's a perfect opportunity to help your kids develop a sense of responsibility. Teaching responsibility prepares children for school and fosters independence, confidence, and self-discipline skills that will benefit them throughout their lives. Self-discipline is critical as it helps your kids manage their time, resist distractions, and stay focused on their goals. It also equips them to make better decisions, handle challenges resiliently, and build strong, healthy habits. By instilling responsibility now, you're laying the foundation for your children to grow into disciplined and motivated individuals, ready to tackle academic and personal challenges confidently. When your kids consistently practice these behaviors, they start to form habits that reinforce their ability to stay disciplined, even when challenges arise or tasks become difficult. This combination of consistency and discipline builds a strong work ethic, laying the foundation for their future achievements and growth. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of 10 simple ways to teach your child responsibility. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Chores and household tasks. Assign age-appropriate chores to teach your kids about contributing to the household. Chores instill a sense of responsibility and help them understand the importance of teamwork. As they complete these tasks, they will feel a sense of accomplishment, which is a great way to boost their self-esteem and make them feel proud of what they've done. One question here is, do you pay your child for chores? I don't believe in paying your child to keep their room neat or doing the dishes. When they have a family, they must do those chores without expecting payment. However, tasks above household chores are an excellent way for your child to earn income. A good example is mowing the grass or walking the dog. These are tasks that they can do to create a business later in life. It's important to establish morning and evening routines. Establishing morning and evening routines is vital to your child's development. These routines promote healthy living and instill a sense of responsibility. Encourage your kids to take ownership of their morning and bedtime routines. Create a checklist or visual schedule to help them stay organized and develop time management skills. I am releasing my fourth book in the Lessons with Life with Grandma Kate series in February 2025. The book discusses the importance of morning and evening routines. In it, Grandma Kate helps Lily and Zach understand that consistent habits are like having a superpower. They help you feel your best and do your best, not just now, but when you grow up too. She explains, think of it like this. Just like how you practice riding your bike to get better at it, sticking to a routine helps your body and mind know what to expect, making everything easier and more enjoyable. Another area for responsibility is homework and study habits. Establish a dedicated study area and set expectations for completing homework on time. Teach your kids effective study habits, such as breaking tasks into manageable chunks and reviewing material regularly. Creating good study and homework habits now will serve them well later in life when they work. And if they don't have homework, get them to read for 5 minutes. Another area of responsibility is financial awareness. You can introduce basic financial concepts to teach your kids about money management. Allow them to earn and save money through chores or small jobs, emphasizing the importance of budgeting and saving. Earning and saving money is ideal for teaching your kids delayed gratification by putting money into savings and not touching it. Teaching your child to save is hard because we are accustomed to getting what we want now. Instead, help your child understand that they should earn money and not dip into their savings account when they need more money. Savings and delayed gratification are valuable lessons to learn, but not many of us do, me included. Get your kids to help meal prep and learn about healthy eating. Involve your kids in meal planning and preparation to teach them nutrition and self-care. Encourage them to make healthy choices and take pride in preparing meals. A fond memory of my mom is when we would bake together. We laughed and had a great time making all kinds of baked goods. My mom was an excellent cook and could make a great meal from just about anything. Having your kids stir the pot or measure ingredients is a great time to catch up with them and their lives and teach them how to prepare a meal, especially boys. That was one thing I was glad my mother-in-law did. She taught all her boys to cook, clean, and other household chores. It served us well when I was sick during one of my pregnancies, and my husband cooked us a great Christmas dinner. Show your kids how to manage their time effectively by helping them prioritize tasks and set realistic goals. Help them create a schedule for activities, homework, and leisure time. Time is a valuable resource that does not renew. Once the day is over, it is gone and will never return. Technology can be such a time waster. In the past, I would spend endless hours playing games on my phone. Now, not so much. I limit myself to 5 to 10 minutes, maybe twice daily. Now, when the day is over, I feel much better about myself and what I accomplished that day. Encourage good hygiene habits and self-care practices. Teach your kids about grooming, dental care, and maintaining personal space and cleanliness. Self-care is easy to incorporate into morning and night routines. In the same book mentioned earlier, Grandma Kate helps Lily and Zach with their morning and evening self-care practices. Teach your children the value of respect for others' feelings, belongings, and personal space. Emphasize empathy, kindness, and consideration in their interaction with peers and adults. Along with these values, teaching your children the importance of setting and respecting boundaries is crucial. Boundaries help them understand where their personal space and comfort end and where another person's begins. By setting boundaries, children learn to communicate their needs and limits clearly, which fosters healthy relationships and mutual respect. This skill will be invaluable later in life, as it enables them to maintain their well-being while also respecting the boundaries of others, leading to more balanced and fulfilling personal and professional relationships. Another area of responsibility is managing screen time. Managing screen time is challenging because most of us need to learn to manage it. Teaching your children to manage their screen time responsibly is crucial in today's digital age. It is essential that we lead by example. Encourage your children to limit their time on electronic devices, balancing screen time with other activities like reading, outdoor play, and family interactions. By learning to prioritize their time and make mindful decisions about technology use, your kids develop self-discipline and time management skills that will serve them well throughout their lives. And number 10, problem solving and decision making. Empower your kids to make decisions and solve problems independently. Encourage critical thinking and resilience when facing challenges or conflicts. Here are 5 ways to teach your children to resolve conflicts. Number 1, active listening. Encourage your child to actively listen to the other person's perspective without interrupting. Active listening helps create a foundation for mutual understanding. Teach them to listen to understand, not to reply. And number 2, express their feelings. Teaching your child to express their feelings with I statements gives them a superpower for better communication. For example, instead of saying, "You always take my toys," they could say, "I feel upset when I see you playing with my toys without asking first." Using I statement helps you and your children share their feelings without making the other person feel blamed and opens the door for a more understanding conversation. And number 3, help to brainstorm solutions. Encourage your children to think creatively and devise multiple solutions to the problem. Brainstorming empowers them to actively participate in finding solutions. Number 4, find a compromise. You can emphasize the importance of finding a middle ground. Teach your children that compromise doesn't mean giving up entirely, but finding a solution that benefits everyone. And number 5, seek adult guidance. Let your children know seeking help when conflicts arise is okay. Offer your guidance and support while allowing them to participate actively in the resolution process. By weaving these simple strategies into your kids' day, you can help them build a strong sense of responsibility before the school year starts. These lessons set them up for academic success and provide essential life skills that will benefit them well into adulthood. As they learn to manage their time, take care of their belongings, and navigate challenges with resilience, they will grow into confident, disciplined individuals ready to tackle whatever comes their way. Start now and watch your kids thrive as they embrace their new responsibilities with enthusiasm and pride. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges. From tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?